minutes remaining.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Daily Happy. Today is Saturday, August 26, 2023. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Bickhart.
And whether you're waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
Yep, and you can be there for us by dropping us a line. And one of the best ways to do it is actually on Facebook, because on Facebook, Andrea Hope has been like doing cool little things with all of our episodes. And we have a page or a little group called 10K Dollar Bays. That's B-A-E-S. And you'll be able to see some, I guess, like extra content and listener generated content out there and get to know our community a little better. So meet us over there.
Yeah. All right. So yesterday we did a lot of talking.
We just talked.
Women thing. So, Lou, let's share some stories today.
Great. We're going to talk about how to do a prostate exam. I'm just kidding.
Turn your head and cough.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
Okay. So, Allison, you have chickens.
I do. And they're big now.
Are they really?
Yeah. In fact, I need to send you the video. One of them is a rooster. We found out.
I saw it on your Instagram.
Yeah. And he cock-a-doodled for the first time. And it's the stupidest sounding. He's like, bah, 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 like he's trying to find it. It's like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What's his name?
We haven't named them because Chris freaked me out. Here's the thing. I wanted to. And he was like, no, because what if I use them as food one day? And I was like, you're not doing that. It's not going to happen like that. You can't do that. Like
I have a question. No,
it's not going to happen. So, but
does your husband know how to kill and dress a chicken? Oh yeah. You're not going to do that.
Of course he doesn't. It's just him trying to like, I don't know. Sustainability.
He has like Bear Grylls goals. Yeah. He lives in Tampa.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, you don't have to name them, I guess. That's kind of sad, but don't name them.
Yeah.
But there is a man who has chickens in Indonesia, and he's pretty sure that that is the reason that he woke up one day with a python wrapped around his leg.
Because of the chickens?
He thinks he came in to look for the chickens because he keeps them in the house. Now, you don't keep yours in the house.
No. They're messy. You guys, chickens are messy.
They're smelly too.
They're outside, so I haven't noticed the smell.
But they're messy, they can't keep the feed in the same place.
Because we open the chicken coop during the day and let them use the whole backyard to play around. And our dogs are great with them. They just play with them. It's actually really cute, but they poop everywhere.
Really?
They can't technically like fly, but they can jump and get on things. So they'll get on top of the table outside. They'll get on top of the chairs, and you walk out there and the whole patio is covered in poop. So we have to pressure wash spray it like at least once every couple days because of that.
You pressure wash.
Yeah.
Every couple days.
Yeah. Cause there's just poop everywhere. And what's funny is they'll stand at the back door, like the sliding glass door, all six of them, and like look inside. Like they really want to come in. So the other day I was like, let me just see. So I walked over and I went to open the door. And as soon as I did, they all just scattered like, no, we're just kidding. We don't want to come in.
That birds poop and eat out of the same place?
What? What do you mean?
Like the same, I think it's in their mouth.
That's gross.
Well, they definitely poop and pee out of the same hole.
Okay.
It's the cloaca.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's weird.
Are you excited about knowing that?
Yeah. I mean, hey, the more you know.
They don't have a bladder.
How is that possible? So it just immediately comes out?
Listen to this fact. Obviously, I'm just looking at birds' facts. Birds lose more water through breathing than urination.
Really?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
I know, it is fascinating. Okay, I'm not really sure about it coming out of the mouth. So someone who can read articles faster than me, tell me. Okay, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this snake though, right?
So this
man wakes up with a python constricting around his leg from foot to knee.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
So he thinks he's going to die. He's trying to get it out. He's calling for help, whatever. He bites the python.
Bites it with his mouth?
Yes, because he thought he was going to lose his leg.
Oh, my God.
So he bites the python. It startles the snake. It loosened the hold. He grabs the snake by the head and drags it outside. So my question to you, Allison.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do if you're bitten by a snake.
You have to suck out the poison right away.
Wrong.
Oh, no.
That is absolutely what you're not supposed to do.
I thought you were supposed to get it out.
You've been watching movies. You've been watching movies. No. Okay. So the CDC and the Mayo Clinic both say don't do that.
Okay.
They also say, I'm going to read the not first because those are more important for Allison.
Okay.
So do not apply a tourniquet.
Right.
Do not slash the wound bigger.
Okay.
Do not suck out the venom.
Okay.
Do not drink alcohol or caffeine because it thins the blood.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Do not apply ice or immerse the wound in water. I don't know why, but it says don't. And then do not pick up the snake or try to trap it.
Okay. So what do I do?
Okay. Those are the right questions. Thank you for asking, Allison. All right. So you're going to try to see and remember the color and the shape of the snake. If you can take a picture, that's great, but don't just try to get the snake.
Okay.
I just came to get a glass of water like I was talking to you on the phone, forgetting we were recording a podcast. And so I'm sorry, everyone. You just heard me refill my water because I literally just thought I was talking to my best friend on the phone. Okay.
That's funny.
You're going to keep the bitten person still and calm. You're very good at that in emergencies.
Sure, sure.
You're going to lay or sit the person down with the bite below the level of the heart.
The bite below the level of the heart. Okay.
Yep. And then it does say to wash the wound with warm, soapy water immediately.
Okay.
And then cover the bite with a clean, dry dressing. And of course, at this point, you've already called 911.
Right. Sure, sure, sure. They're on their way.
Yep. Okay. Snake bites. Be careful.
Yeah. I don't like snakes. There was one in my house.
This says if you see a snake in your home, call animal control.
Oh, well, Chris said it wasn't an issue. Yeah, he said it was like
little garter snakes all the time. Like those little black ones.
That's what I think the one in our house was. It wasn't little, but he said it was no big deal. So he got it out. He like trapped it in like this Tupperware container. And then
is he an animal trapper and taker outer?
I mean, I think he has to be because otherwise no one else is going to do it. He does get like frustrated because like there was a frog in our bathroom for days and days and I forgot to tell him. And he's like, why didn't you just get it out? And I was like, yeah, that's not, I'm not doing that. I'm just not.
Right.
It's not even an option.
Right.
So he finally got it out. So yeah, I think he gets frustrated because he won't be home and I'll call him and be like, hey, there's this, you know, spider you need to take care of.
If you and I were living together again,
mm-hmm.
because in general, when you and I live together, you're clearly the MacGyver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm clearly I did all the research on the internet. This is where we should go for dinner.
Yeah.
So who's killing the frogs in our bathroom?
I think we'd have to have some sort of like on-call.
Handyman?
Handyman, yeah. So yeah. We'd have to be like, hey, you know.
You know what? The next time, if we ever live together again, like if we're doing a gig.
Yeah.
We should immediately make friends with the next door neighbors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Especially if there's like someone who lives next door who's not, you know, scared of critters.
Animals, yeah.
Any of those things.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would also always go for it if it was creating content with you. So if there was some sort of video camera situation and I had a vacuum cleaner, then I think that with an attachment, I think that I could get anything.
Wait, but won't that kill the frog?
No, no, no. It would suck it up and then we'd let it out.
You're going to suck it up and you don't think sucking it through the tube and putting it in a dust volcano is not going to be bad for that frog?
I don't think so. I think that it probably goes through worse out in the elements of the world. I mean, think of how many hurricanes frogs have survived. Think of natural disasters. So I feel like it would just be another day in the life, you know?
I guess so. I guess so.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Oh, no. With all this riveting content.
There we go.